Richard Seymour is with us. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you guys as well.
It's like we're doing great. If we were on a plane and you were in the middle seat,
I'm not. Yeah. If you can't visually see this now, I'm sitting in the middle of these two guys, and it's like riding in the middle of the plane seat. You got that right.
Right. It's like a skyscraper and two flats.
Two little condos on either side.
You know what? I think you would rather fly like all the media coverage of Brett Favre, you know, flying on your personal jet.
Exactly.
That would have been the way to go.
Is it a little somber down there today?
No.
Business as usual, huh?
Business as usual. Came in, got a workout. A lot of guys, in working out, watching the game film, and figuring out how we can get better as a team.
In the NFL, on your team and on other teams, you've seen plenty of guys get hurt, and you guys are probably amateur doctors and trainers at this point. When you saw Tom Brady go down, did you know immediately that it was something bad?
No, well, I saw him go down, but I didn't know. Because I was on the outside line, it kind of – the angle wasn't right where I could, you know, visually see what actually happened. And, you know, it's all just speculation throughout the game. But until you, get an MRI, get the doctor's reports and, you know, things like that, you know, we all just speculating at this point.
And we do know, look, every position in football is important. You got 11 guys trying to do something at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But the quarterback is probably the most important of many important positions. What do you think Matt Castle has to bring to the table based on what you've observed, even though it's been limited observation?
Well, you know, I think the quarterback is definitely an important position on any team because they have the ball in their hands, majority of the time, and they're, you know, the top decision makers as far as the offense goes. So, our fate as a team really rely in their hands. Because they're the one that has the ball, and when you have the ball, you know, everyone's counting on you to make the proper decision. And, that's what we try to do in game preparation throughout the week. And, you know, Castle stepped in and, got us going, and, we're going to definitely need him to come down the stretch.
He was pretty excited with the 51-yard pass to Randy Moss, but it was right over by your sideline, and he wasn't the only one excited. You guys all seemed pretty excited because I thought it was a big moment for him and a big moment for your team.
Well, I think, you know, anytime you can move the ball offensively and, keep the defense off the field, that's always great. And, he made some plays for us, which, you know, that was his job. He was supposed to go in and make plays for us. I think throughout the preseason, a lot of people probably written him off and saying, man, Castle's coming into the game. But he came in and he prepared all week like he was going to play, and his number was called, and he stepped in and did a good job for us. And, you know, that's what we all have to do. You know, we're all professionals, you know, the best in the world. And when your number's called, you just have to step up and, make plays. You know, I'm not sure the situation as the season moves forward, the decisions that's going to have to be made by, you know, obviously our coaching staff and scouting department, et cetera. But, you know, they've done a good job for us for many of years, and I, you know, expect that they'll continue to do the rest. You know, when Bledsoe went down and Brady stepped in, you know, everyone at that point was still like, man, Bledsoe's down. What do we do now? And a guy by the name of Tom Brady stepped in and did a good job. And, still throughout when Brady first came in, I mean, he managed the game for us. I mean, it wasn't like he went out there and threw, 50 touchdowns like he did as he progressed as a player. You know, so, I mean, I think, you know, we just can't expect Castle to be Tom Brady because he's not going to be. But, you know, if he can come in, manage the game, and, make smart decisions for us and keep us in ball games, and, you know, defensively, we just have to create turnovers and make plays. And, you know, like I say it all the time, defense wins championships. You know, ever since we've been scoring a lot of points and doing all of that, you know, we hadn't won any Super Bowls, any championships. So, you know, I think defensively we have to step up and, take care of responsibilities. And I feel like we have the ingredients to get that done.
Now, on your way to history last year, you received a lot of texts from people, family members, players around the league. So did some of your teammates. Can you guys go undefeated? Can you do that? How about last night? After the game, a lot of people around the country saw that Tom Brady was down. Did you receive a lot of emails and texts from players? And
absolutely.
What were they saying? We're done now. It's over. It's over.
No, not at all. You know, I think, a lot of guys would, you know, calling in concern. Well, you know, congratulations on the win, but sorry you guys' quarterback went down. And, you know, the speculations at this point was, you know, ACL or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I don't think we've released any information, or I don't really know. But, you know, where there's smoke, there's some fire. You know, it's you know, we don't know at this point, but like I said, throughout the Texas, you know, it was just kind of like a bittersweet moment for us. And, you know, we just have to get better as a team. And I think, you know, we've seen a lot of, you know, good players go down in this league, you know, whether it's running backs, quarterbacks, et cetera, and teams rally around that and pull together. And everyone, attention to detail and focus and the chemistry that we have, I think will prevail at the end. Like I said, we still have a long ways to go. You know, we still have and we're going to get better as a football team. That was just our first game. And like I said, it was just good to come out of there with the win. You know, like I said, I thought, you know, in all phases of the game, we stepped up and made the plays that we needed to make. And, you know, defensively, we came up with a big stop at the end of the game, you know, to not let the game go into overtime. So we're definitely going to need more of those type moments.
I'm assuming Larry Johnson was a big part of your defensive game plan. His rushing average was about 3.4 a carry. How'd you think you guys did against him, one of the premier backs in this league?
I thought we bottled him up pretty good. I thought, you know, throughout the preseason, they ran a lot of boots, a lot of things to the left. So I felt like me and Adelius were on the backside most of the game, and really didn't see much action. And we were sending a lot of, you know, whether it was Vrabel and Ty Warren and, you know, Rodney from the left, trying to contain the boot and, you know, stop the run from that side. So I thought we did a pretty good job of bottling them up. And, you know, he's a good back, and, you know, obviously we're going to face many other good backs. So we have to, you know, always, if you want to win in this league, you got to stop the run and you got to be able to run the ball. So I think the line play is important in this league if you want to be successful.
And how did you feel about the final stop? I mean, first and goal at the 5 with the tie on the line, you guys seemed to strap it up pretty good.
Well, red zone defense. I think anytime you can stop a team in the red zone, or you can score when you're in the red zone, or force teams to kick field goals, I think, you know, you're going to be pretty good. And obviously, that's what we want to do defensively. I thought last year we got off to a slow start in the red zone and didn't do as good a job as we would like. At one point, I thought midseason, you know, if we were maybe like 30th in the league for as far as red zone defense. So it was good to get a stop, to say the least. Obviously, we need a lot more come down the stretch.
Most of our phone calls today, the ones we've taken, can you guess what they've been calling about?
12.
That's right, right. Tom Brady.
Right.
How much will you guys talk about it as a team?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, what Tom has done in this league and what he means as a player, as a person, to this organization and to the teammates, to his teammates, you know, it means a lot to us. And he's brought a lot. As far as his leadership, you know, bringing a lot to the team. And, you know, he's definitely going to be missed if that's the case, as all the speculation is. But, you know, like I said, you know, it's a dangerous game that we play, and injuries are a part of the game. You know, but like I said, you know, it's a bittersweet moment, but, you know, we're not going to hang our heads and feel like we're just going to tank it in and let's go away. No, it's not going to happen. You know, I think, you know, we're professionals and we got a job to do and still a long ways to go. You know, a lot of things can happen from now until the end of the season. So we're just going to, you know, play the hand that we're dealt. And I think that's what a man should do. You know, play the hand that you're dealt and go out and give your best effort. And that's what we're going to do as a football team. And, you know, I think the leadership that we have a lot of veteran guys and a lot of young guys buying into the system. And I feel like the coaching staff put the right guys in there to make plays. And, you know, we'll just move forward like that.
You know, Richard, we've talked about this before. If you have bad breath around a quarterback, you can get a 15-yard penalty. Oh. I mean, you can't do anything to the quarterback.
Right.
You can't offend him. But with that said, did you think that was a – now that we've all seen the replays 100 times, mm-hmm. did you think that was a dirty play? Yesterday from Pollard?
I don't. Me personally, if Brady didn't get hurt, I don't think much would have been mentioned about the play. Personally, from my standing, I don't think it was intentional play. As I thought he was just trying to get the quarterback down, and he, you know, just happened, Brady just happened to be stepping into the throw, and he just kind of dove right there at the same time. So, you know, I thought it was just one of those things, you know, just a part of the game and playing. You know, I took him at his word. He said he didn't mean to do it, and, you know, he tried to apologize, et cetera, but, you know, injuries are a part of the game. Freak plays always happen, and you know, I don't think it was intentional, if that's what you want to know.
But was it illegal?
I think the way the rule states, if I'm not mistaken, even if you're pushed into the guy, like I said, it's a quarterback league. They doing anything to protect the quarterbacks, which I disagree with anyway. I mean, they, you know, it's always offensively where the running backs can stiff arm you, push you in the face, and you know you can't touch their face mask, et cetera. I think they changed the rules up on that this year, but you know, pretty soon they're going to just put flags on the quarterback, and if you got a blindside hit, just touch him, and you know, don't take those hits on the quarterback, or you know, just take the flag off of him. But you know, I mean, that ain't football to me. I mean, you know, if you watch the way the game was played back when, you know, Pepper Johnson and LT, I mean, they were hitting quarterbacks. They were, you know, playing nasty and violent. And, you know, that's what this is. I mean, like I said before, it ain't piano lessons if you don't want to come out there. You know, I mean, it's a difference in playing hard and playing tough and trying to hurt somebody. I don't believe in trying to hurt anybody, but I believe in playing tough and playing physical. And that's the way the game should be played. And, you know, quarterbacks, you know, they always have the ball in the hand, and you know, it's just a tough deal. But I don't think they should, you know, keep changing the rules just to try to protect the quarterbacks. I mean, as far as a defensive lineman, you always got guys coming and, you know, chop blocking you, cutting you backside, and, you know, hey, I mean, I feel like we're just as valuable as well, you know, to the team. So, you know.
The saying we hear all the time is, well, everybody on the team's got to pull more of their share of the weight here. Mm-hmm. And the reason I don't like the saying is that would indicate that you're not trying your hardest now. Right. It would indicate you're just giving 75% now. But, oh, Tom mm-hmm. got hurt. I'll give 100% now. Right. So I don't like that saying to begin with. Everybody's got to just do their job.
Right. Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from with that, and rightfully so. I think that's definitely true. But I don't think your room for error is as large. When you're dealing with, like you said, when your quarterback goes out of the game, or a quarterback of his magnitude, MVP, you know, one of the most prolific quarterbacks that this league has ever seen. So, you know, when a guy like that goes down, I think your attention to detail, your focus as a player, everyone level of awareness and preparation and concentration, you know, has to go to another level. And you know, that's what we're going to have to pull together and rally around that as a team. And, you know, like I said before, defense wins championships. So just manage the game and, you know, don't make many turnovers and get us in the end zone when need be. And, you know, defensively, we're just going to, you know, try to go out and do the things that we've been accustomed to doing.
Now, you guys have some motivation now if you want it and if you need it, because the other teams in the AFC East are probably a little giddy right now. They probably all feel like they have a chance, including your opponent next week, the Jets.
Well, you know, judging by a lot of the talk that's been going on, I thought they, you know, they were talking like they had a chance even before the season starts. So, you know, I don't think, you know, they're going to be losing any type of, you know, momentum or feel like they're, you know, an inferior team to us. I think, you know, they're going to come out and they're going to play hard. They're going to play tough. And like I said, you know, we have our work cut out for us. We're playing a team next week that went down and got a tough win in Miami. So, you know, they're going to be open this season at home. So they'll be ready to go, and we'll be ready to go as well.
Final question from me. Is it going to be weird seeing that quarterback wearing a green number 4 jersey on the other side, but it's not the right color green?
Well, you know, I mean, we hadn't played Brett much, but, you know, I think just looking at him from afar, you know, he's always been a guy that, you know, represents this league well. He's been a guy, a playmaker in this league, and, you know, I thought it was a great move for him. And, you know, they have a good team over there, so we got our work cut out for us, and it's definitely be different, you know, when you have a quarterback like back there like Brett Favre to, you know, make a lot of plays for him. But, you know, like I said, we have to stop the run and then, you know, force him to make plays. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I like our chances.
What would you do? This is my final question. What would you do if somebody offered you $20 million not to play like they did with Brett Favre?
In my, what, 17th, 18th year? I'll take them off on that.
You'd have had to think a couple times, wouldn't you?
How much did you say? You said 20? Did you say 25?
You know? Okay. Say not to bang around? Absolutely.
And how many years have I been going to training camp now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Richard, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Richard Seymour joining us on a Patriots Monday Sports Radio, WEEI.